8 o'clock. Sound. The thing is now on the course of the day, they make it louder for crowds of people coming. And then they leave it like that. They don't put the, they reduce the volume yet. Now you have written your what bleeding from the wound? What?
The leaking from the injured place, maybe the teeth, maybe after brushing, and there is some blood.
In eating.
And when swallowing that. Maybe drinking water, swallowing the blood.
You can ask this question, then others can listen. They know.
So he already the answer already know because yesterday he asked this question in Chinese.
I don't know whether I remember. I don't know.
So now.
This question is related to Pachitya number 40.
It's not
40 means swallowing, no? Talking about Vikala Bhojan.
It's Vikala Bhojan, number 37. 37. Vikala Bhojan, 37. It's not about offering.
It is while eating. While eating, there is blood leaking from a wound, from the teeth of a wound, and because there is offense. Now, this can be done during the morning also.
Yes.
So, therefore, no, this is related with Pachitya number 40. Pachitya number 40, which is about
offering.
Saliva and some excretion of the body, secretions, how they should be dealt. So then, and the other is called one, two, swallowed, talking offense of Vikara Bhojan, or eating from in the afternoon, regarding afternoon, regarding the afternoon, that
yes,
is
yes.
About afternoon.
Yes.
That is the next rule then. You finish Vikara Bhojan?
Yes, Vikara Bhojan, we already
finished. You finish, okay. So, okay, now, that means in the afternoon, you mean in the afternoon, no?
Yes.
Scum from head or lips, cleaning. Now, things which... the monk, I call it, means a monk has already bleeding teeth, so forth, with saliva and blood who comes already is inside the body, inside the mouth, and goes down the throat, there is no Vikala Bhojan. So now regarding other things, what is this? Skin scum from the head, or lips, fingers, or fingernails. So, this is now all dukkhatas. These are dukkhatas if you take such things. Let me see. They are dukkhata offenses.
No, he's asking like that. So yesterday he was asking while eating. This hair scum may fall into the bowl. This is what he said. So while he was eating, this hair scum may fall into the bowl. So he may eat those things without even knowledge.
That is related number school. Adina mokatwaran. Adina mokatwaran is related to pachitya number 40.
Okay, okay.
So, so therefore now other things which it is not offered. Mm. It's not offered. In that case now, he falls into pachitya according to pachitya number 40. We're going to study this rule.
Uh-huh.
There are many, many other things. Therefore, now it is in saliva which comes out of the mouth and falls into the bowl, one has to get it re-offered.
Uh-huh.
It's about offering it.
Uh-huh.
So, otherwise, pachitya offers.
Uh-huh.
Dust, dust and so forth falls into the bowl, has to get it offered.
Uh-huh. 比方说那个唾液或者尘土或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或
唾液也不行。
对，因为他那个已经就掉出口外了。
So now regarding other things, what is this? One, two, to swallow. And to recall. You are doing the vikala, of course, if one takes such things and so forth and swallows them. So then one can fall in two offenses. One is, if it is not yet offered, if it is not yet offered, so then according to Pachitya number 40, it is an offense, Pachitya offense. And then if one eats it with the intention to eat it as a food, intention to eat it as a food, then of course according to the Vikala Bhojan is Dukkha offense. Because it is not regarded as a food item itself, no.
So without that sort of intention, he will not fall into the Vikala Bhojan offense. Because this kind of things, usually these kind of things happens unknowingly, no? I mean,
Even unknowingly, I will tell you now. Unknowingly means if, for example, while you are open your mouth, a fly goes in and you swallow it.
Yes.
Yes, Vikala Bhojan.
Okay.
Without knowing it, you did not intend it, but you swallow it because it is Achitakana.
Okay. Achitaka, are you sure? Let me
see. It's Achitakana. Time is the same. Time has passed, you don't know, and so forth, you have eaten.
okay, yes. 他是这样，如果说你在非食吃这种事情，比方说那个唾沫或者唾屑这种东西，然后那个已经掉出口外，然后你把它吞下来的话，然后犯两条八戒啊，一个是那个第四十条八戒，一个是第三十条非食吃八戒。然后这个他说非食吃八戒，他刚才举个例子，就比方非那个就是你犯这条非食不那个就是你不一定是有意的，比方说你一张开嘴，然后一只苍蝇飞到你嘴里边，然后你不小心把它咽下去。然后这种情况也可以犯这个非食吃八戒啊，因为他那个就是第三十四条八戒是无境界。
说，
如果是嘴唇上或者嘴唇上破裂，这个是算口外行内。
So he's asking that what if this this saliva is on his lips?Is it considered inside the mouth or outside the mouth?
No, whatever is attached to the body, it does not constitute a problem. But if it comes out of the body and you put it inside again, then it's actually what interferes with vinaya.
他说你这个东西，这那个只要跟身体还有接触就没问题，只要这个东西完全跟身体脱离接触，然后你再把它放到嘴里边，这才会放。
那也就是说，比如说我手破了，然后我没有消毒和好。 含在嘴里，这样也算没有危害性。
So he's asking that, so even if his finger is bleeding, his finger is bleeding, and before he's going to apply this antiseptic cream, he just put his finger into his mouth and hold it with his tongue. In that case, he will not fall into any offense because this blood is still attached to his body. Is that true?
So if the blood is attached to the finger, it's okay. But if it now goes inside the mouth, okay, and he slowly swallows it,
yes,
of course, he might fall in there. If it is vikala, it's a vikala body.
This is vikala.
And another thing, it is not offered. If it is vikala, it means it is afternoon. And afternoon is, it is not offered. According to Pachitya number 40, it is not offered. Okay.
But he said if this breath is attached to the body, then...
If it is attached to the body, totally no problem. But if you put it inside the mouth and ashkol, it leaks, no? You might lick it and so forth. Then through saliva, it goes inside under the throat.
Yes.
And a throat.
Yes, but while you're licking it, it is still attached to the body. Isn't it?
But it gets detached now.
Detached?
It touched from this point, from
this point of view. It gets detached from the finger and then it gets attached to your tongue. Still at first.
Yes, but I mean now, attached to the body means what is, I explain with saliva, no, which attached to the lips.
Lips.
To attach to the body. You don't remove after the body.
Yes.
Now, this is already out of the mouth, okay?
Out of the mouth.
Yeah, saliva, you don't remove out of the mouth. But this is already there. Blood, no? Urine the same. Urine, if it comes out of the body. So this blood also comes out of the body. Like you see, it comes out of the body, no?
Out of the body, but it's still
attached.
Yes, still attached.
But then it's attached to this place. You detach it from this place, put it inside the mouth. Then it's, then the scenario is different now. Okay? Scenario is different. So therefore now, in the same way now, with urine, it's attached to the body.
Yes, yes, yes.
But once it comes out,
yes.
So then you put it into your mouth, so then it's different scenario.
Yes, it is different scenario.
Different scenario. Therefore now, this scenario and so forth involves pachitias, in offenses.
But this urine, I can understand, because so where you urinate, so once the urine comes out of your penis, it
no, I mean, penis means, but you put your finger, you put a little bit, one drop of urine on your finger, and you lick it and swallow.
This I understand, but his question is that this finger itself is bleeding. Finger itself is bleeding, and he put his finger into his mouth and just hold it with his tongue. In that case, this blood itself never get detached with the finger. And once it get detached with the finger, it get detached to the tongue.
Yes, it doesn't detach to the finger.
Yes.
But once you put it inside the mouth, okay, it gets it in different place now.
Yes.
Different place. So inside the mouth. So therefore, it is no more in the finger. It gets detached from the finger. So therefore, it is, we'll study this rule.
Okay,
but
okay.
It is secretions, any secretions, so suppose it comes from the body, you have to get it offered, you know, to put it into the mouth. Regarding the mouth, okay? Regarding the mouth, what you put into the mouth? Therefore now, you might, blood which comes here and so forth, and so if you detach it from here, put inside the mouth and swallow, it is according to the Pachitya, as called, Pachitya number 40, it is offense.
Yes, I can understand what you said. So what you're saying that...
Anyway, the rule is, I want to just tell you this, because attached, so the body means attached to the mouth. Saliva, no?
Yes.
I give you example of the saliva.
Yes.
That does not apply and so forth to the whole body. Because you have a leg and so forth, and you take the blood and put it in the mouth. Again.
Yes, in that case, certainly it is true. You remove the blood from here, and then you put it in your mouth. But in this case, while it is bleeding, you put it in.
Same.
Okay. So he's asking that are these scenarios considered as eating human flesh or not? Eating human flesh. So there's a tulasha in curse when you eat human flesh. No. So this is human blood. So he's asking that is related to eating human flesh.
No, human flesh it is as called. That is a separate rule about human eating human flesh, about the unallowable meats, no? Unallowable flesh meats, what the Buddha put down. So therefore now, and then again, if that human flesh it is not offered, then of course, as called, Pachitya number 40 interferes. You fall into Pachitya number 40 according to that. If you eat it, then it's Tulachaya according to that rule. Which the Buddha put down about human flesh, not to eat human flesh. That's Tulachaya. Therefore, you incur on Pachitya,
and what's called number
40, and then Tulachaya according to that rule.
But he's
it's not a Patimokkha rule, this is a
Mahavagga. But his question is that also, while licking his own blood,
blood is not flesh, no?
Okay.
So we must not confuse these things.
Okay. 他说那个血不是肉，所以说你不会犯那个生肉条件。但是如果说你比方说你在那个你吃人肉，那人肉没有经过手术的话，然后那个话你会犯两条街，一个是那个吃人肉宿醉，然后一个是那个第四条八戒。那皮也一样。So he's asking about skin, and then it's called.
Skin is, of course, it's not flesh. Skin is not flesh. Especially. If it is, of course, attached with flesh, then it's a problem.
他说你那皮肤如果是带肉的话就有问题。如果那个皮肤不是带肉的话就没问题。那个四个胶。对，你都是死皮，你那身上应该都是死皮。啊，对。那个，我想问一下，刚才那个就是苍蝇照嘴里吞咽，然后算是飞食时。对。
So he's asking that. So just now you give an example. If a monk unintentionally swallowed a fly, so he will fall into vikalabhojana in that case. So this is your scenario. So he's asking that. So why this fly is considered as a bhojana?
Because it says that everything can be considered according to this rule, I think, Kalabhojana, or let me see, Adina, no? Adina. Also, I think Adina, this rule, they tell about Bhojana, no?
Yes, we call it Bhojana.
Now, it says a Gadaniya. It becomes according to the Gadaniya, belongs to Gadaniya.
It becomes Gadaniya.
We call it Gadaniya, Panji Bhojana.
It's a Fushi.
Avasesan kadaniya, no? All is called except five bhojanas, all that is kadaniya, and kadaniya means includes everything. So and then we have also let me see, according to Pachitya number 40. Let me see, it gives more broad meaning. It says, I guess, aharo. According to called aharo means except water and dandapona, two stick, yankinchi ajoharaniya. Whatever can be swallowed is ahara. Okay? For now, this is more broad meaning. We take this meaning also. We call a bhojana. Whatever you can swallow, it is.
No, but for we call it six apart. It says it
must. It's called all
kadaniya. Can you check the definition of kadaniya?
Kadaniya.
Oh, 三十七的话，他那个，对，三十七，然后他把那个副食四三十七的绿酱油那个副食，他翻译成搅屎，他翻译成搅屎，然后绿酱油翻译成搅屎，然后他那个搅屎是这样的一个意思，搅屎者，除五种看食，非食药、七日药、进行兽药之外，其余名为搅屎。也就是说，它副食是这样定义的，就是说那个所有的所有可以吃的东西里边，除掉五种主食，除掉一日药，除掉七日药，除掉终身药，剩下的东西都是副食。
可以吃的东西。
对，剩下可以吃的东西都是副食。
可是我不是我不能说苍蝇不能吃，但是我的意思是说，据我所知，没有任何一个民族把苍蝇当成可食用的东西。
啊、
嗯，
非洲有刺蚊子。
就是说，至少在斯里兰卡跟中国，我没听说过任何人就是吃苍蝇。就是说，所以我认为，并不是说所有能塞到嘴里的东西都算是食物，你知道，这个我很难理解。
啊，so he's asking that，
比如说，我举个例子，外面那个，比如说那牛吃那草，
啊，
牛把它当成食物，但是人会去吃那个草吗？
嗯 ，so he's asking that。So in any countries or ethnic groups, flies are not considered as a kind of so-called food for people. And similarly, like grass outside. So the cow will eat grass, but humans, they will not eat grass. So you cannot say because the grass you can put into the mouth. So grass is a kind of what's called a carnia like that. So this is his question.
According to his perception, but you see now we have to study now these rules, Vivikala Bhojana, Saniti Karaka, and also Pachita number 40 together, because this includes everything. Okay, now you can see because now here Kadaniya is called all the rest is Kadaniya. Kadaniya means what you can chew. You can chew it, put in your teeth, chew and swallow and so forth. All these can belong Kadaniya. So therefore now we don't regard whether humans can eat it or not.There are some countries and so forth which people they just eat insects.
Yes, in China.
In India, but in other countries they think no, it's not possible. This is not food for them.
Yes.
So then it be short. The same now grass and so forth. There are people and so forth who really want to chew grass. What the cows the same. You know,
okay.
It's called because it is they say this thing is、
Herbal.
Good for digestion like herb.
Herbs. Okay.
So then, So therefore now, this is now everything can include it under Kadaniya, whatever can be eaten. Whatever can be eaten. Kadaniya means whatever you can eat. But this Bhojana and so forth, they have a special classification.
He said that food is something that he translated as "绝食." Actually, it's a little bit different. Food is something that he in Bali means that the original meaning is that anything you can eat is food.然后都算是那个，他没说是食，他就是说可以嚼
东西，
对，可以嚼东西。然后他说，然后至于说你嚼两个东西，然后说苍蝇，他说剩下很多意思都是昆虫，但是说是不是苍蝇不知道，但是昆虫能不能吃。然后这是鸡，其他事你说那个草，那是很多意思可能是把那个草当成草药来嚼。然后这肯定也算。然后他说，这个地方确实就是他刚说的那个，就是除了五种主食，除了一日药，除了七日药，除了进行食药，一切可以放嘴里边的东西。
哦，
确实就是。
So you can tell him now, in China, these people who eat insects,
yes.
How to classify this? And so, how to put bhojana? You can't tell bhojana. You can't tell yama kalika, you can't sataha kalika, you can't yavajivika. What you can tell? Which category you can classify that?
Yes.
It belongs to kadaniya. You can ask him.
他说，在中国那个食用昆虫的人，就是说那个昆虫，它肯定是不算是那个主食，然后它也不算那个一日药、七日药，也不算那个进行兽药，然后但是这个东西显然是一种食物，所以你要把它归类的话，你只能把它归类到副食里面。然后他让你看到第四十条，然后第四条那个，当然因为刚说那个例子，就是你吞苍蝇的例子，是犯两条，一个三十七，一个四十，然后他说四十条的话，你看你他有对食物的定义。就是说四十条那个食物定义了，四十条我们还没学，但是那个就这样，他要把这条给提上来。然后，四十条的食物定义这样说：食物者，除水鸡羊之外，所有可厌食之物名为食物。然后所以说，然后这是按照第四十条的话，这个无论如何都犯了，对。
可厌食
之物，对。
就说你笔可以推也算食物了，是这个概念吗？
So he's asking,
宴席之物呀，他说。
我看那个词啊。这个他不在哪儿。
巴黎有那翻译有问题。
对，我不敢说，我先替你问。So he is asking that. So for Pratitya number 40. So will there be an offense if a bhikkhu intentionally swallowed, let's say, a pen or a nail or anything which is not edible at all, like that?
Yeah, according to Pratitya number 40, uh-huh. except water and toothstick, uh-huh. anything you swallow, uh-huh. dust. Everything has got this adina. If it is not offered, you fall into vajidya. So
it's just 东西就是饭。
对。
确定。
哦，我明白了。那个丹东意思是说，那个嚼食和嚼食，对对对，嚼食。
嗯。
实际上就是说，它并不是可以嚼的食物，而是可以入口、可以咽的一切东西而已。
没有，不是他咽。如果你看那个词根，他那个这个词字面意思就是，我告诉你，字面意思很简单，就是可嚼的，字面就是可嚼的，
跟食就是没有词没有食物的那个意思根本就。
对对对。
哦，那我是以前想错，我以为嚼食就食物呢。
对对对，不是。对。
刚才这个肉的定位是
我记得《伊惑杜脱》里边好像有解释35条，是不是？我看一下，但是我记得前面有一条，好像我记得有一条是写过33条是吗？五种主食，So he's asking that, so which kind of animal's flesh could be considered as a monster like that?
SM more.
Which?
Okay, can you consider this
monster?Monster, meat.
Monster?
Yes. Monster, meat.
Animal,
yes.
Which animal flesh can be considered as monster?
Yes. This is the question.
Any animal flesh, any animal has water. Except matcha, it is fish. No, fish, mm-hmm. aquatic animals, no.
Mm-hmm.
Land animals, all land animals have become the monster. Land animals.
So that means
all the sky animals, I don't know what it's called.
So that means except for
fish.
Birds and insects.
No, birds also.
Aquatic animals and insects. Except for aquatic, because aquatic animals are considered as what's called.
Something like that.
Okay. So insects also excluded.
Yes, you can classify all the insects.Because yeah, there is no flesh there, actually. They,、
uh-huh.
The people, they eat them just for, because there's some test, no?、
Uh-huh.
If they fry them and so forth, it becomes like crispy.
Yes, crispy, yes.
So then they like to have this crispy test and so forth.、
Uh-huh.
But they, so you can regard those that.
Yes. 他说那个那个肉这个定义是包含那个是所有动物肉，除了水生动物肉是算鱼里边的，然后除了昆虫。他说，但是他说昆虫实际上是没有肉的。他说对昆虫来说，昆虫没有肉。然后他吃那个，他吃那个昆虫肉是这是一种口感，而且吃那个挺脆的，就炸一下不吃的很脆嘛。然后吃起来就像那个油炸小食品一样。
哦，
说
实话，吃的
吃
起来我们那是高蛋白。
什么？
碱油。
啊。
碱油是高蛋白。
啊。So you said that so you can eat in the that's so those insects, some of them are very high protein food. So.
High.
Protein.
Protein rich.
Yes, protein rich.
But again, but now this protein is based not on meat, but maybe another way how they get this protein. Because it's not the flesh part.、
Mm-hmm.
It is not flesh protein.、
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what other proteins exist and so on.
So the inner organs actually, anyway. 然后他说这个是高蛋白食物，但是这个高蛋白这个高蛋白并不是因为他们有肉，而是因为他们身体其他部分的那个是高蛋白。对。
昆虫它没有纤维组成的肉。
对。基因。Yes. So he explained that. So the insects does not have a proper flesh, consisting of fibers like that. Yes.
Then you can eat. You don't fall in the fence. Insects are not included in like. So flesh is actually that part which is also mixed with blood, no? It is the. Actually, I don't know how they define it in dictionaries. It's called in Chinese dictionaries, so you can have a look what means flesh, how they define it.
It's better not to introduce the idea of blood, because that may make things more complicated, because some animals, like, let's say, frog, it has flesh, I mean, but...
No blood.
No proper blood.
Cold blood.
Yes, it's not proper blood. No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Finish the question. Because I want to go to this, he asked some other question yesterday. What is the question now? It's called a different question.
就是你现在有其他除那个问题之外，还有其他问题
没了？
除那个问题之外是没有其他问题了。No other questions. Just continue.
You know, but I prepared a file because it's complicated. Complicated matter. Kankavajari gives only brief explanation. Samanta Basadika gives a full explanation.
Okay.
So I prepared a file. Therefore, now you have to put in your device.
Okay.
So you have to read. Otherwise, there is no space here to write everything on the whiteboard.
Yes, no, even now I can do it. Is it possible to transfer the
file? Can copy from me.
Yes. Okay.
Can show you the file.
然后张老师说这个你这个问题，它那个涉及到的普通言语也是非常长的。然后他这个专门准备一个文件，然后我得对这个文件那个。
No space here.
Can't write. 对，那什么黑板的空间是不够的。this one. PDF.
If they have Bluetooth, you can send it with Bluetooth. They can get
it. 他说你们是设备如果有蓝牙或者蓝牙，就用蓝牙给你发过去。But first I need to match their device. I can try to do it now. It's not difficult, I think. So
try what?
Try to match the device with Bluetooth.
But they have to open their own Bluetooth, no?
如果是想用蓝牙的话，那个什么，看看那个，不是要打开自己蓝牙。谁是 VMC？ 哪个人是 VMC？ 我的设备是 K019，大家能看到吗？K019，大家能看 K019。
K01F。
K01F 不是我，是另外一个人，可能是张老，我不知道是谁。我是 K019。
You copy. Can't.
Because it's a different device. Apple device.
Bluetooth, no?
Apple cannot use Bluetooth.
Can't connect.
Apple cannot use Bluetooth with Android devices. This is a problem with Apple. Okay. Anyway. Shi the desktop. You the desktop, right?
Desktop.
Desktop.
So then, and how about the others? They have also.
Yeah, he has. Definitely, he has. I will try to with him first.
You can copy and paste.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have everything here, no problem. Bring your device only. No need, put quickly into it.
I found this rule. So morning. So which page are you? There are altogether only two pages, no? Two pages.
I think so.
Two pages. This is the.
Yeah, two pages.
Okay.
So then, what about Vishuddhananda?
他是张老师，你怎么办？ 它是个表格。
我看这个。
Because he has some problem with this device.
我把课主课上调了，打不开了，进不了花园。什么？你把什么调了？你不，你给我翻译，等会儿。你去。
你就等一等一会儿，我先问你姓名、出生地址，然后那个啥，你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你找你 Okay, so you can tell.
Are you sure? Two pages? Might
yes.
Be one.
Only two pages, no? This is the first page with the chart. And the second page is called the party quotations. So from Samantha Pasadena and Concoration, that is the second page.
Ah, okay, that to be. Okay, now, what happened now? They're still...
I think, except for here, the bhikkhu has some problem. The other examiners, he definitely have problem, but these two is okay, I think.
Okay, now mm-hmm. I try to show like that now.
Mm.
Yeah, this is a chart.
Mm.
Now there are possibilities.
Mm.
Okay?
Pachitya
number 38. Mm. Kakavacharini tells about vikappa,
mm-hmm.
these possibilities,
mm.
combinations.
Mm.
Okay?
Mm.
So, of other offense. Okay?
It's English, you can see. You can see it.
So then, but anyway, for you to understand some things.
Mm.
So now, here, if it is only number one,
mm.
you can.
Yeah. Then he said, "If you can, then you can." No, no, no. 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 英文版你会脱音吗？然后他说那个，然后那个第这个表第一行就是说那个适用储存的允许的那个食物，然后这个翻译一下巴西利亚，就是第一行。 OK， 你可以 continue。
OK， you can tell us for now number two。
嗯。
It is again。 Eating saniti kapya bhojana and human meat, you have pachitya plus tulachaya.
If you have to use the food,
eating saniti kapya bhojana and eating unallowable animal meat, it is pachitya and dugata.
然后如果是用那个储藏那个允许食物，再加上一条那个适用不允许的动物肉类的话，然后是翻译一下巴西利亚加一条肉。Number
four, eating saniti kapya bhojana and swallowing yamakalika as medicine separately, not mixing it with saniti bhojana. You have only on pachitya.
他说，然后那个第四条就是说你适用那个你是适用于储存的允许食物，然后再吞咽那个。 把那个一日药当成一日药来分开吞咽，然后这样的话和那个第一条是一样的，也是只放一个巴西利亚。So then,
eating saniti kapya bhojana and swallowing yamakalika is food separately.
然后他说，然后第五条，然后我就不给大家重复，就是前面那个所有都是一样，就是食用那个储存的那个允许食物，然后后面说那个吞咽把那个一日药当成食物来吞咽，然后分开吞咽，然后这样的话翻译一个巴西利亚加一个厄措。The
pachitya dukkata, you don't know?
Yes.
Okay. So number six, eating saniti kapya bhojana and being pavarito
in eating anatirita bhojana, it is pachitya and another pachitya also, two pachityas.
然后那个第六条是他那个他就那个黄色部分他意思说那他已经满足了然后他使用的是那个非餐食的食物非那个非餐食的主食然后就这样的话他放两块巴基利亚一个储存食物巴基利亚然后一个是那个那个足食的巴基利亚
Number seven, eating saniti kapya plus being bavarito and eating anatirita bhojana plus eating human meat. It is pachitya plus pachitya plus tulache.
然后他说已经素食，然后食用是那个非餐食的食物，非餐食的主食，然后又吃人肉的话，这样是那个两条巴基利亚加一个宿醉。
So number eight, eating saniti kapya bhojana and being bavarito and eating anatiritika bhojana and plus eating unallowable animal meat. That is pachitya plus pachitya plus dukkata.
然后如果是已经素食，然后食用非餐食的主食，然后又吃的是不允许的动物肉类的话，这个是两条巴基利亚加一个恶作。
Eating sanitya kata bhojana and swallowing yamakalika's medicine by mixing it with sanity kapya bhojana in the mouth. This pachitya plus pachitya.
By mixing it with sanity kapya bhojana in the mouth, swallowing as medicine by mixing it. So what is the second pachitya?
Now the second pachitya is that if Yamakalika is mixed with Yavakalika, food, that also becomes Yavakalika. And if that Yavakalika is Sanidhi, so that Yamakalika also becomes Sanidhi.
Okay.
You understand?
Understand.
Therefore now you have Sanidhi, the real Sanidhi, which is from yesterday,
okay.
called, on Pachitya because of that.
Okay.
And now the Yamakalika you took it today's medicine, that gets mixed with that sanity, that also becomes sanity.
Okay.
There are two sanities, and it becomes two pachis.
然后他说那个第二第第第第九条是这个情况，就是说你把那个一日药是当然一日药来吃的，但是你是那个是本那个储存的允许的主食混合在一起，在这里混合在一起吃的，在这里边混合一起吃的。然后在这种情况下呢，你新吃的这个一日药。 也变成你储存的食物，所以说两个巴基利亚，然后这两个巴基利亚是同一条，都是储存食物。
So then number 11, No, 10, no?
Number 10.
Eating saniti kapya bhojana and swallowing yamakalika as medicine, but not mixing it with any bhojana. That is plain pachiti. There is no any other offense.
然后如果你吃那一日药是，你是把它当一日药吃的，然后你没有跟任何食物混合的话，那还是巴基利亚，和前面那个第四条是一样的。So
and then we have eating saniti kapya bhojana and swallowing yamakalika as food by mixing it with saniti kapya bhojana in the mouth. We have pachitya plus dukkata.
然后那个第十一条是把它当一日药当食物来吃，然后这种情况下，那个第十一条比第九条就多放一个恶作，因为你是把一日药当食物来吃。Okay,
that is about morning time. Now afternoon.
然后前面是一条是关于那个上午的情况，然后关于下午情况，大家看第二个表，就是有三行那个表。First
is eating saniti kapya bhojana. Plus in the improper time, in the vikala time, this pachitya plus pachitya, there are two pachityas. One is for
vikala bhojana,
then second one.
So the other one is saniti kapya, and the second one is for vikala bhojana. Number two,
it is eating saniti kapya bhojana. Plus in the proper time, plus human meat. So then, pachitya plus pachitya, and then tulachaya plus human meat.
然后你如果在非食吃，然后第二行，如果在非食吃，然后还吃了人肉的话，这样是两条巴基利亚加一个粗队。
So number three, eating saniti kapya bhojana plus in the proper time, plus unallowable animal meat. You have two pachityas on dukkata.
然后那个，然后第三条是说，是在非食吃，然后又吃不允许动物肉类，然后是两块巴基利亚加一条恶作。Again,
now in the afternoon about drinking yamakalika fruit juice. In the proper time, no offense.
Because that is fruit juice, no? As a, it's called, as a medicine, means you take it, no offense. Plain Yamakalika, fruit juice.
In the improper time, okay. 然后他说那个那个什么，然后那个讲下午的最后一个表是那个两行那个表，然后他那个然后那个第一行说是那个食用那种一日药的果汁，然后一日药果汁如果在非时食用的话是无罪的 ，OK。
Again, drinking Yamakalika fruit juice in the proper time and as anatiritaka item means it's like
not leftover
because not leftover.
OK.
Because it's not food, there is no offense.
然后第二行那个也是一样，然后他不但在非食，而且他是那个他是一那个就这个人是一满足的，然后他那个然后他也这个果汁他也不是餐食，然后在这种情况还是无罪，因为这个果汁它不是主食。
Okay, now this is how the Kanga Vaitarani gives explanations, but in very brief way. So this is full-fledged explanation of Samanta Paccarika, no?
Okay.
And what it means, vikalpa is possibilities.
Vikalpa,
alternative way.
Oh, okay, let me see.
Alternative way or...
Page.一户独托第四十五页倒数第三个倒数第四三段，其实是解释这些东西就是张老师跟你讲这些表格。
张老师刚才讲那个是自己接受未变舍在第二天使用，就是这段对吧？
就整个他说这个一户独托说非常简略，然后在普通言里边说详细，然后他说实际上就那个他说这东西这两段话就是他表格里边这些东西。
那个我昨天问的是那个凡事与满足，
对对对，
然后刚才张老解释的是这一段，
也就是说未变舍身家是
假如食用人肉什么与发家，就是假如食用其余的什么，就刚张老师
啊，对，然后那个这他没解释，他还要接着解释所以你应该 continue because You continue. You didn't explain what is the exact meaning of vikapiti here. What is the exact meaning of vikapiti? Yeah, vikapiti here.
The word vikapiti is not there. It is vikapa.
Okay,
vikapiti.
Okay.
Vikapa is possibility.
Vikapa is
all possibilities. I can.
Let me see.
I go now. Vikapa it is now. We have this possibilities here. You can find the file. Okay.
Okay. It's in the file. Okay.
Now we have many possibilities now how this offense can take place. One is by eating human meat. Human meat is one possibility. Animal meat is another possibility. And mixing in the mouth is another possibility. Not mixing in the mouth is another possibility.
What
it means increases. Pachitya increases.
Yes, vadati. I know this word. Vadati means increases. So what is this? So vikapi. Vikapa means analog. The possibility is analog. I think it's vikapa, that means.
Now, but pavaritan itself, yopana pavarito utva anatiritakan ajoharati, tasa sapa vipakesu aparampi pachityamvati. Do you see?
Yes, I
have this called, that means, savipikapesu we have here, akapya mansa.
Yes.
We have yamakalika. Okay? This is on vikapa.
Okay.
On vikapa, on possibility.
Mm-hmm.
So then, therefore now, it's called, his pachityas can increase. If you have, you take, you become pavarita, and then you have, what's called, parampara, what's called, sanidhikaraka. And you have yamakalika also.
Okay.
So then, would you eat for food or not for food? All these pachityas can increase. These are possibilities.
Okay. So let me see. Because the translation is totally wrong here. Let me see. It translated as vikapa is vikapana, it seems.
Now vikapa it says also here. Vikapa tvaye.
Okay.
Vikapa tvaye samisa niramisa paka tvaye.
Let me see.
He's also.
So,
vikapa tvaye. Samisena, niramisena. Samisa, niramisa. Mixed with food, not mixed with food. These are the vikapas.
So, where is it in this part?
It's called. This is from the commentary. Sarata Tipani. I did not put it here, the commentaries.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me, the sub-commentaries.
Sub-commentaries.
Now, okay, see, here, vikapa. It is means samisa or niramisa. Utta tvaye, it's called vidana tvaye. Whether you mix it with food, not move with food. It's vimati vinodyanodse. Vikapa tvaye. Samisa niramisa pakatva. So therefore now, these vikapas, what is called, it can be, if it is two vikapas, they are called, they have only samisa niramisa. Now, other vikapas are, what you have called, like, let me say, yamakalika. You mix it with yamakalika. Then your pachitya increases. So therefore, you can fall into three pachityas. This is actually then...
Okay, it's better for me to write this one sentence on the whiteboard. Because in this question, actually, the main problem is this one sentence, this single word and this sentence only.
Kappa.
Yes, this sentence. I will write the sentence first.
Aparam pachitya is same. Aparam pachitya, vadati. Okay. Also, the other pachitya is also increase. Like this. Also, tasa here means?
Tasa means?
Yes. Tasa.
Tasa for him. For him.
To him. Okay.
For him.
For him.
Pavarito, no, it's pavarito.
Okay.
The pavarito, who is the pavarito, for him, the in other vikapas, for example, now he also gets yamakalika. Okay, that is, his pachita also increases. Now he is also, the vikapa is what's called, he already has the saniti. His pachita increases. Therefore, he can fall up to three pachitas you can fall. So then...
This 对他来说，他怎么翻译？他是他翻译的是，这前面那句，第六句，我就那个，我就这六句，应该没有什么问题，就是那个，有可能帕巴里托库托啊，啊，那这卡汤啊，啊，就啊，就好了。这句话没有，这句话的翻译没有问题。关键的第七句，然后第七，他把那个第七句，第七句他的翻译是，即使他将一切境视给看人，心中有一增多。 这里边，这里边有两个重大错误。第一个呢，就是说，那个他
他翻译成那个主语，这是不对的，三个错误。第一，他那个他并不是主语，而对他来说。然后第二个错误。
哦，他是对他来说。
对，对他是这地方根本，你看巴利语说他那他并不是主语他，然后，然后那个第二个词，他说那个 ，wake up 这个词并不是 wake up 的 ，wake up 的那个四十形式，再加 na 那两个四十形式。然后这个词实际上是可能性的意思。
哦，可能性。
就是说，然后它，而且这个可能性，而且这个可能性应该和这个一切这个词是连在一起的。
哦。
也说，所以话是在一切可能性的情况下。
哦，在一切可能性。
而不是说把它一切解释，对，在一切可能性的情况下，因为你看它这地方用 asus 是那个处格，它也不是宾格。如果他说像他这样翻译的话，一切解释给他人的一切解释应该是宾格才对，
对
吧？
对对对。
然后这个地方这个 p， 然后那个 p 一撇，那个 p 是野的意思。然后这个野你可不可以拆开不管它？这个野，你看啊 p 这个 p 是野的意思，可以把拆开不管。然后这两个词合在一起，就是aparam patitia， 这个字就是其他的巴西利亚。aparam 是其他的意思，巴西利亚是巴西利亚，然后aparam patitia 是其他巴西利亚。然后巴西利亚这句话那个谓语那个动词就是增多，也就是说这句话这个意思，我先不能把这个想法联想一下，这个意思。凡易满足者吞咽未作于施法的食物，在一切不允许的场合，其他的巴基利亚也会增多。对他来说，我还是不漏，对他来说，有一个对他来说的，
对他来说，在一切不适合的场合，
对。这个不
适合的场合什么意思啊？
不适合场合就是他会犯其他，比方说吃肉，他为什么他实际上这句话是对前面这句话一个总结，就是说前面他不是举了很多例子吗？什么什么恶作，然后这句话实际上是一个总结。
哦，就是比如加吃人肉啊，或者加什么果汁啊。
对对对，这句话是一个结论。
哦。
我怪不得他后面写一个增多，对吧？
对，增多就是最后
是加上前面的。
对。实际上就是说，说白很简单，就是说，如果他犯了不同情况都有，那么所以说加在一起就行了。其实说白就是这个意思，因为你看那个表的话也就是那个意思。
啊、你不这样翻译，其实我们博士生去看这句话也看不懂。
他错误太多，他这个就是主语也错了，谓宾也错了，谓语也错了，全错了。
即使他将一切近视给他，跟近视没关系了。
对，他我说的主谓宾全错了，所以说你根本看不懂。
这你不懂巴黎不懂那个东西。
对，
那然后那个下一句话，假如就是说第八，那就是说第八句话
啊，就是
假如在非时吞咽，在未作于施法之缘而将一切净失，
肯定拖的
如醉，
一切净失又
错
了。
那可能一切净失又是那个词是吧？
对，是那个词，就是一样的词。
一切净失对他来说。
在这个没这个地方他没写，对他来说我看啊，在这里看这个这个
无罪的这个我们要搞清楚一下。
OK， so he's asking about the first sentence here in the afternoon. So okay, would you please translate this sentence?
Yeah, this thing is it is the same.、
Mm-hmm. 如果在非时，说什么话？以非时施为缘，我看一下，是翻译讲的，在非时吞咽，在未作于施法之缘，在未作于施，然后这句话，你，我 ，I think I can explain to the meaning. I understood what is the meaning here. So he has to read this samanta pasadika.
Yes, samanta pasadika.
Yes, samanta pasadika. 然后这
pattern is very little bit confusing.
然后这句话，你不能，他是从那个普段言里边抄的。你如果光看这句话，你看不懂。你看旁边那个普段言，同样一句话，他那个 sativikari no ajharati， 然后就是旁边那个普段言那段的最后一句话，
是第八。
对，不是你，我先。
这句话是第十一。
十一。
不，就是第一，他那个就是第一，afternoon 第一。
afternoon 第一。
对 ，afternoon 第一。
啊，这个。
啊
，afternoon 第一。afternoon 是第一，那是伊霍多特里边哈，对不对？就是伊霍多特里边那个，原来是草里问那句话，就是说，
然后标成红色的。
对对，然后那个因为你那里边有净食用词，对不对？就是你问的这句话，实际上是假如在非十分宴，在未做逾日法之前，而一切净食无罪，对不对？
对对对对。
然后这句话就是张老那个表那里边那个afternoon 那个第一句话。那个第一句话，然后那个无罪，那个就到这个第一个阿那帕提，就是到第一个阿那帕提，到那个第二个逗号，就是那个第二个逗号那个地方。对，就是那个萨巴维克皮斯阿那帕提，就第二号那个地方。
Pesu, Anapati。
然后这句话它对应的是旁边这个普段言最后一句话。Yamakari Pesu, Vikara Pache Anapati。Anatira Pache Pana Vikari Sabavika Pesu Anapati。这句话的意思非常简单，这句话我都可以翻译。这句话的意思是这样，他说那个，对于那个一日要来说，以非食为言就是 Vikara， 你看，其实你们也能看懂，这话很简单，就是那Vikara Pache Anapati。就是说，对一日要，即使在非食为言。即使在非食也是无罪的，
阿那帕提无罪，
对吧？然后阿那提那帕提帕那维维卡里，然后即使，然后他的意思就是说，然后在这个基础上再加上以非餐食为缘，以非餐食为缘，然后在非食，在一切不可能的场合，不是不可能，在一切那个不允许场合也是无罪的，就是说在那些不允许场合，你在那个不允许场合犯了什么罪还是什么罪，在这个地方你非食食用叶分药不给你增加你的罪。就是长老那个是前面那个表格的最后两条。
哦，在前面就是前面提到的那些可能中，
对，
它不增加，
对，它不增加，就是说白了就是，对。
那然后就是说，比如说那个未做逾时法，我该犯什么罪还犯什么罪？但是在即使说我已经足食了，然后下午喝这个夜分药也是无罪的，就这个意思。
对，然后不是他那个未做逾时法是指的是那个一日药未做逾时法，就是长老说那个最那个他那个表格的那个第一页那个表格是最后一行。
哦，第一页那个表格
最后一行，就说你的果汁也没做逾时法。
果汁
不需要做逾时法，对，所以说果汁没做逾时法是无罪的，就这么简单。
哦，
他不提倒没什么问题，一提问题。
哦，我还以为就是说做逾时法这句是跟那个以足食那个人有关系，可其实跟以足食一点关系都没有。
你看普段言，我就是说的很清楚的这个地方。
哦，
对，因为但是他这个疑惑度脱问题是他把那个叶分药的前半句给砍掉了，他们就把叶分药那句砍掉，你就看不懂。
哦，
对，
明白了。
对，
但他后面括号里面有解释，在叶分药非食之缘无罪，未做逾时法之缘也无罪，他后面有解释。
在叶分药非食之缘无罪，但是啊，对他可能也是觉得你不好理解，然后他把那个普通言里边
超过了
，然后
一切净食是翻译错，应该翻译成一切可能，
在一切不应对对对对，对对对对，
一
切净食这个是完全错误。
然后 V 就是不否定的意思 ，VVI 就是否定的，
对对对。一些不许可行为，因为你前面举的例子就是前面你已经犯了戒，然后给你这个行为是不是那个增加你的罪的问题？
哦，
就是这两句话就是分别总结，是一种是增加罪行为，一种是不增加罪行为。
哦，
对。大家有其他问题吗？关于这个？
我今天也提个问题，就是说今天我就说大概今天我突然想起来的一个事情，我去里面拿那个橄榄油，放饭吃。在橄榄油就变成食物了。
对啊，那那边东西都是短食。
但是这个橄榄油，如果我拿个萨玛内拉把它放上去，我明天还可以拿来吃，因为已经是为萨玛内拉，明天再吃已经破了。但我没有把这个橄榄油拿给萨玛内拉，我自己把它放回去。
萨玛内拉会不会碰？
我萨玛内拉没有碰。这个我不是在这个柜台上，在里面那个。
啊。
我里面的时候，今天如果萨玛内拉没动的话，我明天就。不能拿这个东西，拿那个东西会不会成储存食物？但我拿回去的时候，我没有把它当储存食物，我只把它放回原来的位置。
我知道。
第二个，这是第一个问题。第二个问题，打个比方说，我明天不可以吃，我叫沙发内的重新动一下，放了。过了后天，过了一个冥想以后天，我可以拿的时候，是不是可以就可以用了？
So he's asking a practical question. So he said, today during the last time, he took some olive oil from that room and mixed it together with his food because he likes to make his food with olive oil. So after that,
inside the kitchen.
So then after he did that, he directly put that olive oil into that room without handing it over to a souvenir like that. He directly put into that room.
Because he got it, he get it offered.
Yes, he got it. Okay. He got it.
But after he returned, he did not. He put it just inside.
Yeah, just inside. He didn't put it on the shelf, or he didn't.
In the shelf.
Yeah, in the shelf.
Inside. Which is not offered things.
Yes, which is not offered things. And the other thing is that also during the lunch vatte, this samaranas they were not. Lift the things inside. They will only leave the things on the shelf. This is the scenario he's mentioning. So he's asking that. So in that case, so on the second day, is it allowable for him to get a same bottle of olive oil offered to him by a samaritan and then again mix it together with food?
So then,
this is the first question.
Yes, question is. All right, so then I understood the question, but the thing is now, you see, if he really knows that some other usually don't touch these items there, they don't remove them, they just leave them there. So, and then he knows that on the following day, so he will find the bottle in the same place he has left it, himself, not that some other has touched it.
Okay.
So then,
okay,
that some other has touched it. So if he expects that, has called to get again for the following day, it is anandikara.
Okay.
If he expects it to get it again tomorrow, while leaving behind, put it back now. So one thinks, okay, I will get tomorrow anyhow now. So already makes up his mind. So I will get it tomorrow again. So that is what actually like storing up food.
他说你对你的第一个问题就是你把那个东西你把那个刚才放回那个屋的时候然后如果你心里边有这个希望我明天还想到这个东西这就是说的时候我跟你第二个问题我再问但是我没有想但是我这个就说一般我这几天就说有的时候我回去买有的时候我没有去想但可能这可能也有可能就是说这个心念很快我没有去想到可能性也有
He said he put that bottle of olive oil back into that room without anything thinking. Without anything. This is what he told. Okay, anyway, this is the first question. So
but later on, what he thought that I will come tomorrow now and take it again because it's very tasty.
Okay.
I like to have it again.
Okay. 他说你后来有没有想过我
我后来就是今天我想到，我如果明天吃的话，我可能会放弃，我就想到这个事情了。就这个就是说，当有想来算。He said
in the afternoon he think, oh maybe tomorrow if I take that audio, I may going to Afati. That's why he's asking.
So yes, it is the expectation. Therefore, now the mind is very tricky. That's why we usually give it back to the samanera physically. Then you know that there is no way that the mind is going to think again. May I get it back? It was very tasty. I like to have it again. So therefore, now this kind of expectation can create some desire, no? Desire to get it again. When it is still not given back to someone else, you go in the same day, next day you can see the same place. The someone else has not removed it. And still the desire was in the afternoon for you to get it again, and you see it is still there. So it is storing up food. It is this desire, this chetana, the intention, or it's called the wish, the hope, the expectation, which is the psychological, the mental part, which is actually very tricky. In order to avoid that, we usually give it back to some other. And we know that even if we desire it again to have it tomorrow, the some other has already removed it.
反正你心里边的那种希望或者期待这种东西确实是很微妙，不是太大，因为你可能
心里边可能就只是微微的想，就是我明那个你就是那个可能第二天那个还没冥想之前，你就跟那想，一看去那一看啊，他在那个地方，那么那个冥想是一个，我就可以拿了。那这种其实也算的。他说，所以这种微就你这个心念的微细很难判断。所以说呢，对于这种情况，一般我们通常的做法就是把这个东西亲手交给上面了。亲手交上面，那这样的话就不管你心里边东西再怎么微细，都无所谓。然后我问你第二个问题。所以
还有现在还放在这里，现在要上班了，现在收一下的话，
不能现在收，
是不是他现在上班了动一下就可以了？不是我，
啊、
我收
啊啊啊，
上班了过去动一下。
OK， 所以 I will this question first. So his question is that is it suitable for him now to order something or to lift that bottle of olive oil. Is this suitable for him to do this?
Tomorrow?
No.
No, means in the afternoon? Yes. In the morning?
No, even now in the evening.
Now to lift it?
Yes, order something to...
Yes, you can tell him, just remove it from the place. Just tell him to take it and remove it.
Okay. So if the summoner did as he told, in that case, on the next day he can eat it all olive oil again and mix it together with food.
Yeah, because the patikahana breaks.
Oh, dear.
It is the summoner. You have to the patikahana to break the patikahana. Once the patikahana breaks, then in the next day morning it is not many storing up.
他说你其实就没问题，就是只要现在上半年要把它取下，然后支持破，然后那个明天。
我就想了，这个事情，如果放了，我应该怎么解决？
那后面的问题我就不用问了。
那后面如果今天我没有做，如果明天上班来闹钟响，再过一个冥想，第二天、第后天，我这个想法对不对？就是我以前。
Okay, so he is asking that. So if he didn't order this summoner to lift this bottle in the today, but he ordered that summoner to lift that bottle tomorrow after dawn. So in that case, he cannot consume this bottle for tomorrow. He must consume that day after tomorrow. He's thinking is correct. He also thinks like that.
Yeah.
这就是什么讲？
在事实的时候，先要舍呀。他没在事实的时候舍，他到下午到这个时候。
他不管舍不舍，他不管舍不舍，只要上不管他心里边都他心里边东西有多么坏，只要是上半量给把他知识给破了，那东西就属于上半量了。
知识破了的话，他在废时的时候，他在废时以前必须要先舍掉，然后在这个沙马尼拉在后面。
不能在
我已经死掉了，
不能在晚上再去碰。
我不去碰。
你现在叫我就是有这个意愿在。
他这个问题在哪？我问他这个问题在哪？
他
这个问题在哪呢？就是说他这种事，你知道你这么说，我知道你想说什么。你想说他那个如果他没有在飞时间把水的，他犯一个恶作，就是鼠能到飞时一鼠能犯一个恶作。但是那有一个前提，就是说他把那个东西那个放在那个地方的时候，他确实他意愿是储存，但是他自己他不知道意愿是什么。所以说我也不知道他是不是犯恶作。
但是他现在不有疑了吗？有疑不就恶作吗？有疑他现在让一个上门来，就是像我这样的，我比如拿了个食物我放好一个地方，
但这个问题是这样，就是说他现在不管叫不叫上门来去做，他只要有疑他就已经是恶作了，就不管他。
对，我是
这
样，就有疑不即变，因为你现在叫一个人去，你就有疑。
不是你不管你叫不叫，你有疑和你叫不叫有没有关系？你都有疑，你恶作是肯定犯了，只不过就不认。对，
是有一个，昨天好像是问过这个问题。
对。
不管怎么样，就是这个恶作肯定是有的。
对，吃了你才是巴结地啊。
对，但不管怎么说，他让你就命令你去做这个事，这是没问题的，就是他不会增加他的罪。
我知道。
OK， 那还有其他情况？
哎呀
，OK，
对
了 ，No other questions。
这个是忘记了，我想起来。
对，那就是说，如果今晚上没人动这个东西，
但是如果
没人动的话，然后第二天如果有人再受这个，他吃了。
还是
他必须得后天吃，不能
还有，就是这个这里面的时候，你们有没有做服务的时候有没有动？如果有个萨摩内拉过去把他动了一下，这个事情都没有，但我不知道。
这个就是你自己心里的问题。就算有人动了，他不会告诉你班内我动了，他怎么知道哪个班内需要你的东西？
不是他们是规矩，这规矩一般是这样，就是说
里面的东西应该没动吧？
就是说是什么意思？它不是分两个区域？为什么这地方分就同样食物为什么分两个区域呢？就是这个区域的东西，你不用交给上门呀，你不用交给上门，你直接扔架子上就行。这个区域，你要是你不能直接把东西放在那个区域，你必须先交给上门家放在那个区域。
我
区域差别就在这个地方。
我跟其他比户吃的，就是说，如果它真的是就是说储存了，算是储存，然后第二天早上收过以后，其他比户吃的是不是也这么一样？
我问一下，好像是反的。So he's asking that, so if that bottle of olive oil, it's not lifted today by any salmoner, but so next morning the salmoner offered that bottle of the olive oil to other bhikkhus. So will other bhikkhus go into offense? No.
Because they have no expectation at all. They don't know anything.
对，那些bhikkhus是没有希望的，然后那支水已经被上面来给破了。对。
但是他现在唯一能解决就是说，他明天不要吃，就
没有他就是不行，他让去举一下，然后明天就可以吃了。
对，他不恶作了吗？
恶作是恶作，但是他让你举不举跟恶作没关系。
我明天你不吃，不什么什么，这个都是恶作了。
对，
都是恶作，
都是恶作。
OK，
解决什么就是问题是在哪里？
就
是
说解决不了了，
倒不是解决不了了，对。但是问题在哪里，你知道不知道？因为我拿过来的时候就没有想过。储存，也就我就是把它放回原来的地方。
啊 ，pickle， OK， OK。
这个问题我们很容易发
现。你那儿 pickle？
我拿放回去。
没有，你现在养成习惯就可以。
半年
前说了，那个房间全部让他
们来管。啊，这张老这 OK， 张老这个地方给大家讲两个词，就是有期望和无期望。
Terms here, no, Kasi. Terms means, a pickle means one is expectation.
嗯，就是有期望。
I will.Get it tomorrow. It was very tasty. So then, that is apeka. Nirapeka means no expectation. If there is nirapeka, it's called no offense. Okay, because you don't want to get it tomorrow. You just discard it. So you forget about it. You don't have any expectation. So therefore, no, it's no offense. Although you put it there, you don't put it to keep it to someone in the back. Yeah, it's called. You have no expectation to come again. Or you can tell I'm not. It's called. Yes, that is no expectation, nirapeka. Mentally, you relinquish it.
Okay. 他说是这样，就给大家强调一下有期望和无期望。你要有期望情况，就是你想这东西挺好吃，因为明天还有点吃。然后这种就是有期望。然后我没有期望，就是说那个你就是在心里边把这东西给舍掉了。没心里边这东西，然后这种成为无期望。然后说你无期望的东西把它放在这儿，然后没有任何东西储存的话，那即使你没有交给上面，对你来说也是无罪的。
是，其实这个东西很微妙的。我把东西拿回去放回去，
嗯，
我根本没有去想我明天要不要吃。我是这用在我的心理当中，我这样放回去，我认为已经是没有关系了。我就没有考虑等明天需要不需要再去拿。我认为这是无法的了。
对，但是过会儿你不知道这东西变没有。
对，不是动。后来我在想的时候，我是这样想：万一我明天去拿的话，有的因为人在有的时候习惯的时候，有的时候，万一我请看着明天的饭，需要不需要这个东西帮忙？如果万一去拿的话，我会放这个题。我是打坐的时候回想起这个事情的时候，
对，
愣一下。
所以，你放心，要我或者说你干脆，放那个区域，你直接放那个，你要不想再。
因为我这个事情，我就在想，
对
这个事情我应该怎么做才有道理呢？我就想到了，我应该拿回去的时候，应该交给上班的人拿回去，什么
事情都没有。对。整个过程都不属于那油都不属于它，
对，
都是你的，
非常安全，
没啥问题，本地员 continue。
So now again, now we go to Ganga Vitarani。
啊，我们先接着看那个伊护多托。
So then, who was reading yesterday? Was Indaratana was reading, no?
接着读那个什么以后读图。
You can read from Sabbatin. Sabbatin, you know? You can read this because these are connected with the next thing.
他说你这教宗的那是沙瓦听的，就是四十五页最后一段沙瓦听的，要穿穿看人间，因为它后面是连在一起的。
四十五
最后一段的。
沙瓦听最受贝拉提西沙开始在储存食物的故事制定。贝拉提西沙乃名为一千杰曼奈道内大长老，1.1共同主导无命令的三法新部落，在为了食物而接受新药药进行受药，以及在每吞咽合作，就如这些为了食物而受食是不允许的。如此即使以叶根药而相混合物也是不允许的。如此所说，注意后当天所接受的掺有实践药的叶根药在事实是允许的，非实则不允许的。因此即使假如这些与那些相混合而获得，或者假如汤未混合，或者善洗得干净，就如不知清楚与其他相混合，自己以顺事实而食用是可以的。假如汤混合或者洗得不干净，越洗则不可以。实现药自己与混合的汤在一起，即使叶根药等三种，它三种也自己导致其自信，以及即使叶根药与七日药等自己也导致其自信。因此以当天接受的那七日药与当天接受或先前接受的进行受药相符合，七日是允许的。当知以二日接收的七日药六日是允许的，以三日接收的五日是允许的，对以七日接收的只有当天是允许的。因此实指朱比库当天接受的掺有七日药的进行受药说了后不说接受的七日是允许的，此处在超过四十叶分七日，当时以非食时储存药学处的罪。而在这四种食药只有食现药和叶分药这两种有犯内述和储存，而七日药和进行受药则可以放在非允许的小屋，不产生储存罪。即使当天接受的以那其他两种食现药和叶根药一起内宿在非允许的小屋，则不可以成为口的储存之名，而在大大场。
大帕恰里，
大帕恰里说成为内宿，这里只是名字而已，而所作不同，而罪只是恶作。此中非净除非允许的小屋名为僧团，或以达上人所拥有为了居住所建的屋舍。这里以实现药和叶根药在僧团或以达上人所拥有的能够同住之地方而一起住过夜而成为内宿之名，在那里非净除主名为内住。凡在任何处所自己主名为自主，一切那些为非适合吞咽的非食性药与那相混合，也只是属于那内宿吞咽那一切者恶作。因此为了免除内宿和内主， 世尊听取是允许的净土，即允许的小房净土一进入，在盖时围绕而说，我们盖净土或净土而盖僧或一比库的小屋。二，牛卧的寺院大部分没有围墙。三，居士除了比库外，由其他人以我们施与净土而施与，或他们所拥有。四，
认定
僧团刚刚所结的净土要篇章，那些抉择在普端言所说，假如没有那些净土，在该处做成为达上者所拥有后，再施与主库即可使用。即使是自己煮的，再煮也是可以的。在未做储存，做储存祥和遗者各做。在未做储存，存非储存祥者，实现要等三种。放置后不超过他们的各自事实而服用者，即使经常有因缘对进行受药而服食用者，以及疯狂者无罪。这里有此三种构成要素：一、食物；二、储存的情况；三、对那吞咽。等其等只与羊毛血处相似。
Finish?
Yes.
So now here, first it says that how this Yavakalika foot, as called, they have the power to cancel the validity of Yamakalikas, Atahakalikas, and Yavadevikas if they are mixed together.
Okay? 然后这个点是贪念这段刚开始解释，就比方说那个实现药，就是食物，食物跟其他三种药混合之后呢，那就把他们的有效期限给取消了，就把他们都变成食物了。
So therefore, if sugar is mixed with a little milk powder, finish, it loses its power. It takes the power of milk powder. It has no sugar.
所以说这个糖如果跟一点奶粉混合的话，那它也就不再作为食物，就像牛奶粉一样变成食物。
So in the same way, if tea leaves are mixed a little bit with sugar, then is tea leaves lose the power of yavajivika, they become sadhakali.
同样的道理，比方茶叶和哪怕跟一点的糖混在一起，然后那茶叶也不再作为终身药，就变成气质药。
So, Yamakalika is the same now. Yamakalika is also now, you see. Some monks, they don't like to drink fruit juice in the afternoon without mixing with some sugar or honey. So, and they take whatever, 7 days medicine, they mix it with fruit juice, with some other protein now, fresh fruit juice. They take sugar and mix it. Finish that, sugar becomes Yamakalika.
然后有些比如下午喝果汁的时候，他不加糖或者不加蜂蜜就不愿意喝，然后他就是这样的话，然后那个上面要把果汁递给他，然后他又往里边加了自己储存的糖或者蜂蜜，这样的话呢，然后他自己储存的糖和蜂蜜全部都变成液分药了。
So that is one thing. Now, regarding this Yavakalika and Yamakalika, no? These two things, the Buddha allowed to put them in the Kapya Kuti, allowable kutis, to store them, allowable kutis. If one wants to keep it, to store them for longer time, okay? So, and this Kapya Kuti has to be designated as Kapya Kuti, like a storeroom. A storeroom which these items can be stored. for food and for yamakalika things.
他说那个，这个地方呢，张乐跟大家讲的是那个以后多多提第四十六页倒数第二三段，而这四种是要只有十天药和夜分药这两种由梵天所储存，而七日药和净行食药则可以放在那个飞行处不相属人罪，也就是说，在这四种药里边呢，十天药也就是食物，和这个一日药。然后佛陀给制定特别开许，就是说可以在那个净储里边，储存更长时间，就是储存他们比原先指定的更长期限。但是这个净储本身它是需要被指定的。
So therefore, now the storeroom is designated as allowable goody, and it's not supposed for the two monks to go and sleep and so forth. It is just for to store food. It's a room or a building which is just to store food. This responsibility of will be on the samaneras. The samaneras should take care about these food items and yamakalika things.
然后他说那个，这个地方所谓的净储，它只是为了储存食物而建造的，就是不可以，就是比库不可以睡在里边，不是储存食物和夜分药，食物和夜分药，在里边建造，然后比库不可以在这净储里边睡。然后看管这个净储里边的这个食物和夜分药的责任人，是不是必须上马尼拉承担。
So therefore now in especially in fenced monasteries, fenced monasteries, so bhikkhus are not supposed to keep food items and also yamakalika things to store them in their own kuti. If they want to store something, they have to store in the storeroom, which is allowable kuti.
尤其是在这种有违篱笆或者有违围墙这种寺院来说，对这种寺院，你如果想储存食物，你只能储存在净储里边，不能储存在自己的故地里边。
So, but in unfenced monasteries, so monks they can keep also items inside the kuti. So then, but under the charge of the samadhara.
他说那个，对于说大部分没有被围墙或者篱笆围起来的寺院来说呢，他那个庇护可以把食物储存是自己的固定，但是必须是那个是在萨玛尼亚所有权之下那个储存的。
So therefore now here now we are so it looks like everything is fenced, no?
It's fenced? No, not fenced. No, this monastery is not fenced. Is it
fenced? They put door. Door, it's fence means it's not open from the gate. If you open the gate, is okay because the gate can close every time they have already to close it. But it's already fenced. Now, if you want to enter and the gate is closed, there is no way for you to go inside because from there, these wires, everything is wire, it's fenced from the front. So, and now because of the dogs, now where Aranda put everywhere fence. It's almost fenced. So then, now the kuti therefore now, according to this rule, we can't keep food items in our kuti except in the storeroom. If he wants to store something, we have to keep the samanera. He has to bring the storeroom, keep it there.
他说那个，对于龙树林这个寺院来讲呢，因为那个龙树林是有狗的问题，他说那个摄影长老已经把这个这个寺院所有该围的地方都用篱笆给围住了，然后呢，所以说对龙树林来讲，它是一个已经被围墙或者篱笆所围起来的一个寺庙，所以在龙树林呢，那个你不能在固定里边储存食物，如果你是有什么食物需要储存的话，你把这食物交给上面，然后上面放在那个储藏室或者这个地方说那个净储里边。
So then, if it is not fenced, of course, you can tell the samanera to keep milk powder and biscuits, jam and butter, fruits, everything. You can keep kuti. You can have a cupboard.
Your own kuti.
You can have a cupboard and tell the samanera to keep it there. But the samanera has to handle these things. So that is in one's own kuti.
他说如果这四眼不是没不是被危险危险的话，那就是这种情况下，你可以直接要上马奶奶把你想吃的这些什么水果奶粉这些东西这带回你的固定，你可以在固定里边设一个壁橱，然后专门储存这些东西。但是这个事情必须是上马奶奶做。
So this is the what's called about kapya kuti, allowable kutis, which is storeroom. And a kapya kuti, which is any other room which is used for sleeping purposes, for dwelling, and so forth.
他说那个，这个地方就是这个地方是那个说的净储，它实际上就是一种储藏室。然后它不是用来睡觉或者其他目的的。然后所有用于那个居住、睡觉或者其他目的的这种建筑物都称为非净储。
So now in the Matalipa site.
Now
there is no fence there. I don't think there are fences, wires, and so on. Nothing like that.
Yes.
So it is open. So therefore, in that case, now, if a monk wishes so, he can actually keep food items in his kuti, but through the samadhara.
Okay.
The samadhara has to handle all these things.
他说比方说龙树林的后山，然后龙树林后山他就没有用篱笆围起来，所以说这个如果你住后山，如果你愿意的话，你可以让上马牙把你的书带到你的故地里边，然后让上马牙替你照顾这些食物。
So therefore now the samanera can keep a part in the morning, and the monk can keep it and so give it back to samanera. The samanera keep the cup.
上面那早上可以从你储存那些食物里面给你上一块，然后你把剩下的和那个剩的换上来，然上面来再给你放你那个固定的那个壁橱里边。
So then, but here down and so forth, all they have the storeroom, no? These are the samaneras who give, you know, storeroom here. So all the food items are there. This is designated as a kapya kuti.
然后那个在这个下次我们睡这个食物储藏室，然后他那个，然后那个就那我们就知道是上半年是负责那个看管那个储藏室的。然后那个如果你去就需要什么东西的话，可以让上半年从那个地方那个拿出来拿手术。
Now seven days medicines and yavajivika medicines you can keep in your good nope。
然后那个七日药还有那个终身药，大家可以放自己屋里边，这个没有任何问题。
Okay, now these explanations are in Mahavagga Pali. How the Buddha spoke about this kapya kuti, akapya kuti.
然后就是有关这个净储和非净储的解释，大家可以在那个绿藏大品里边找到。
And Samatha Bhattasadika explains it in Mahavagga Pali. Not here. In this rule, Samatha Bhattasadika is silent.
Okay. 他说，然后那个就是那个。普段言对于这个净储和非净储的解释，他没有放在这条界的解释下面，他放在对大品的解释里边。
So about samapakkan to cook it oneself. Now you can see this kind of things. If one cooks them, also it is not allowable to swallow them. If the monk cooks these things by himself.Cook it means to boil it.
Okay. But for satakarika and yavajivika, we can cook only for these. Okay. 张老师，这个地方说就是说那个食物和一日药，然后我们是不可以自己煮，然后那个如果自己煮的话，就不能吃。但是那七日药、终身药是可以自己煮的。
那食物跟一日药可以让
他们
人家煮了，可以命令。
So he is asking that for Yavakalikas and Yamakalikas, is it allowed for a bhikkhu to order a samanera to cook it for him?
Yes, no problem.
不万能的，上面是万能的。
我
不是
三万能，
不是
三万
能
的。上面拉，就是下午果汁儿啊，让上面拉就是加热一下，就是我喝不了凉果汁，我想喝热果汁，这个是可以的。
So he is asking that so in the afternoon, he got a cup of juice, and he ordered some because he said this juice is too cold like that. So he ordered a salmoner to cook this juice for him, and then he was worried. So in that case, is it allowed?
Yeah, that is not allowed for in the afternoon. It is not allowed because it becomes food. No, using now these fruit juices should not be heated. Should be raw, means fresh fruit juice.If this boiled, you can't accept it.
不可以，
不可以，
不可以。然后他说那儿就变成食物了。
对，
那 becomes food.
那儿就变成食物，那儿煮变成食物。
那上午可以煮一，上午是可以煮，下午不行。
But he ordered this summer to cook this juice in the morning.
He can order it, cook it in the morning.
没问题。
因为他那个树上。
It becomes food.
Yes, because.
那不能放到下午。
啊？
那下午。
So he's telling that if you order the salmoners to cook the juice in the morning, is it allowed to keep this juice till afternoon and then
after cooking it becomes food, therefore it is not allowed.
他说已经变成食物，所以说就不允许。对。
这个说不允许给自己煮。那比如说做一个大长老的侍者，然后他也是吕布，然后那他可不可以给大长老煮饭？
So he's asking that during the Kala time. So is it allowed for one bhikkhu to cook some food for another bhikkhu like that?
No, no. Samampaka means it is one cooks it by himself. After cooking for all other bhikkhus, it's not allowed.
他说真的意思，只要是bhikkhu自己煮饭，对所有bhikkhu都。
这个自煮是指自己煮，而不是说为了自己煮。
对对。事实是指从名相到证悟，非实是指从证悟到名相。Okay.
就是前面那个他说那个果实啊，
戒
律上面写的说只能用人嘴做成果实才算是叶非药呀。
在什么地方写的？
那个介绍叶非药的时候，叶药的时候有写，他说你加热只能在阳光下才热，而且
介绍叶非药的时候，
对他有写用凉水做出来的果实才算叶非药。热水做出来果汁就不算叶非药了。
你能把这号那个直接找上？我不记得有，我先听你问一下。So he is asking that so while making this yamakarika, it is only allowable to make this juice out of cold water. It is not allowable to make it out of warm water or hot water like that.Is that true or not?
Yes, if it's lukewarm water, no problem, but it's not hot, no. Hot should not be there because this gets congested. The fruit juice becomes congested.
Okay.
Then it becomes food.
Okay. So as long as this juice is not congested, it is not
cold water, lukewarm water is okay because it's like below 40 degrees or 30 degrees and so on, no problem.
他说那个不其实不管冷水，然后就普通温水也可以，然后实际上判断标准就是说你这个热水就不能让那个果汁产生凝结。因为那个果汁如果它那个如果是因为热水热量使那个果汁那里边那个颗粒物开始凝结的话，那
就是说不一定是冷开水。
他说是30度40度都可以。
温的只要不凝结不变成熟就可以。
对对对。
那这个30度40度是指说。我这个水是加热到100度，然后再混合冷水或者放温的，还是说就是说只能加热到30度，不能加热到100度，就是两种。
你这水是跟果汁一起加热，这是混合果汁。
混合果汁，因为我问这个问题是这样的。
啊。
我原来做那个红衣的时候
啊，
就是当时是不允许我们就是，因为那个洗那个瓶子是用开水洗瓶。
对，
洗完瓶子以后把水倒掉，然后还用那个生水再洗一遍，是这样要求的。所以我当时以为就是说，你这个水只要烧开了，然后即使再放凉了也不行，
就凉白开不行，行不行？
啊，
就是说烧开了放温的行不行？
啊，
So he's asking that for this kind of a warm water, let's say lukewarm water. So he says he said that. So can we make this lukewarm water in this way? So we boil this water first until it is fully boiled, and then we cool this water down, and then mix it with fruit. In that case, is this?
Yeah, no problem, because it does not. In the piano, it is actually the what called the heat, actually, which makes the particles come together, no? Becomes like become thick, no? They can congest it, get concentrate together, it becomes thick. Then actually, if you actually see it, it becomes like balls, like everywhere inside your cup. So which is like become like thick balls. So if it is, the heat is more than probably 40 centigrades. So then, therefore now, you can cool down the water, leave it up to 40 centigrades, 30 centigrades, and just lukewarm or slightly warm, it won't affect the fruit juice.
他说是那个那个水是怎么被变成45-46度是无关紧要的，就是这个关键是就是你要保证这个水里边热量，不要让这个果汁里边那颗粒产生凝结。而且他说像比方说你看这果汁里边出现一个小球这样的情况的话，你要是这已经变成15了。对，但是至于说你是怎么把水变成45的，他刚才说的就是你就把烧开，然后那个冷45度无所谓，但是说一般超过40度可能就不大行了。对，
我想问一下。就位班迪请问说，可以就是说让上面燃气动一下，对吧？就是那个
跟橄榄油啊，
储藏室。他如果我这样的，我早上我已经知道了，我把它交给上面人拉。但是我跟他说，你把这个东西放在哪个位置？这样命令式的放在哪个位置？这算位置储存吗？只不过借他一个手来储存一下，你明白吧？
你那个位置是什么位置？这是很关键的地方。你那个位置
是
什么位置？
就是。我喜欢就或者我。
你那位置是进出还是非进出？这是关键。
就这个store。
那就是进出了，是吧？
进出，对。
进出了啊。
或者就是说，像以前那个，你不叫我放那个辣酱嘛？冰箱里面。如果你后面加一些辣酱放在这个角落或者放在哪个格子上面。加一些这个话，算是犯恶作还不犯恶？
我
没说过，我的意思说
我知道你的意思，但我认为至少这上面还是不犯，因为都是进出范围，但我可以帮你问一下。So he is asking that, so if one bhikkhu, so he took some food and he consumes some food, so he asked a samaner to he ordered a samaner to put the leftover food.In a specific place in the Kapyamkuti, in the specific place of the Kapyamkuti. For example, let's say the second layer of the fridge in that Kapyamkuti, the second layer of the fridge. So is it allowable or not?
It'd be during the gala time, no problem.
只要在食时没问题。
有两个，第一个问题就是，这个阳光加热可以有限度，就是那个对于液态药的。
就是这个液态药已经做好了，放阳光底下加热，
放阳光底下加热。然后这个方式有没有什么限定？比如说，我拿一个杯子，然后外面给它烤黑了，烤得特别黑，然后它能吸很多阳光，然后它太阳底下可能能晒到很高。那甚至说，比如说我那个有那种太阳罩，你知道吗？大金属那个，用那个加热，可能甚至能烧开。那这样都怎么算？它因为它也是用阳光加热。
So he's asking that is.So for this Yamakarikas, so it is allowable to heat this Yamakarikas under the sunlight. No, it is allowable to heat the Yamakarikas under the sunlight. So he is asking that is there any limitations to that? So for example, so he can put a solar boiler like that. Solar boiler like that. So that means this. A solar boiler concentrates the heat from the sun.
No, and then, can put a magnifying glass also. Faster.
他说，你可以直接放大镜也可以，像太阳照的效果。
No, no, you can see vapor will come, boom, boom, boom.
对。
You can hear boiling, dook, dook, dook.
对，他说你那样煮的话，看上面都有蒸汽，然后都听到那个果汁烧开的声音，嘟嘟嘟。
对。
对。
The water will evaporate.
对，然后那个水都会蒸发。
So it's not allowed. Now, what another thing now, this is, the explanation is from, comes from Samada Basarika. He gives an example. For a mango fruit, if it is raw, and you can't squeeze it, to take the flesh, to flesh the fruit, the juice of the flesh, so then one can put it into a cup of water and leave it under, under sunlight and heat it there. The whole fruit. So it's not the fruit juice. You take the whole fruit. Then after it gets heated, heated, little bit, so that flesh does become softer, softer, softer. And it can absorb water, and because of the heat, can the water can penetrate the flesh. So then that flesh becomes softer. That is where the samana can take it, and then squeeze it, and so forth to take the juice out. That is, it's not about the fruit juice. You heat the fruit juice. You heat it the whole mango fruit, or the fruit, or like that, which is raw, which is raw and so forth to make it a little bit soft.
然后他说这个解释，他说这你刚说这是要解释，实际上是来自葡萄牙的。然后那个葡萄牙里边实际上对原文说的并不是加热果汁，而是加热水果。他说加热水果是这样，比方说他举了一个例子，他说那个芒果，那芒果很生，那芒果很因为很生很硬，你根本挤不出果汁。然后在这种情况下，你把这个那个葡萄牙里边说，你把这个芒果放在一杯水里边，然后把这个芒果和水一块放到阳光下加热。然后在加热的过程中，这个芒果慢慢吸收水分，就是然后会变染到一层上面，然后就会把这芒果长上，然后那个挤出果汁，是这样。然后这里没有提到那个加热果汁，只是在加热水果而已。
哦，那如果加热这水果可以不太好，
所以
只是为了增加速度，让它能够更快的变热。
So he's asking that.Is it allowable to use it's called a soda butter for heat this piece of mango like that?
Because the temperature will increase, no? Temperature will increase and become actually you get mango boiled. You get the boiled mango outside. So it's not allowed.
Just be warm. Maybe put the temperature measurement and see maybe it goes for 40 centigrade and stop.
So he wants to put a thermometer. So he wants to test it.
Okay, you can do it, but you have to put lukewarm water. That's called. I don't know, I guess, because now we have first test how much the thermometer will go if you put in natural sunlight. Okay? Not with any equipment. That's called like solar and so on. You just how much the temperature will go. If it goes up to 20 degrees, then you also with solar you can make it 20 degrees.
But one day I put in the cup and the cover with the maybe the sesame oil and burning and become black color, like a black metal cup, and with the cover, it's all the whole black color, so it can absorb more the solar power. Then I put the mango and water inside the cup, and then under the sun and heat. Is that okay?
Black cup. You can use black cup, never mind, but I mean, solar it is too powerful, it seems. Because you have to test, I'm telling you, you test first with natural sunlight. How much the thermometer will go up, how much degrees will go up. So, because now thermometer it is natural temperature. Natural temperature, maybe if it is 25 degrees, natural temperature. So then if you put inside the cup, and the water would become warm, no? So maybe it will become up to 35 degrees. Therefore, only you have how many? 25
degrees.
From 25 it goes to 35.
Yes.
If it goes 35, the same going on with the solar, you make it, if you want to accelerate the process, you go up to 35 degrees.
Understand? That cup should be normal cup.
我们买 black cup no
他的意思是这样，就是说你现在温度计在外面试一下，就正常阳光下的那个环境温度是多少，然后比方说35度，然后比方说原来水温是25度，那你这样的话，你用太阳灶是加热的东西，然后你就是只你在不然你用太阳灶什么，只能加热到35度，
只能加到40度，
对对对对对， 不是室温，是它这个太阳光，就是你说那个太阳光下的那个温度。
阳光下的温度。
对对对。
哦，师傅以这个为标准，就是说，不管什么温度，只要上面起那种像食物似的泡，我这个东西不能湿了。
就是食物的泡肯定是不能湿。
对对对
对。
对对
对。
夏天的这个温度多热啊！你说阳光加热就变食物了。
对对。
嗯。第二个问题就是那个关于那个净土的问题。
嗯。
那个比库是不能把纯露直接放在净土壁的地方贩卖，是这样。
So he's asking that so this bhikkhu it is not allowed for bhikkhu to directly put his leftover food to the kapyankuti by himself. He must hand it over to Samaner and then ask Samaner to put this thing to the kapyankuti. Is that true or not?
Yes, because I'm telling you, it is he can put it if he wants to discard it.
Oh, okay.
But another thing is now, especially in kapyankutis.
Mm.
You know that there are samaneras, they are there, because in charge. So you might just leave it on the possibility that maybe the samanera will remove it or like that. Okay. But you know on the other side also that usually bhikkhu, the samaneras, take this to serve bhikkhu soul. So in that case now it's better to avoid any doubts and hand it over to samanera. Because one may expect to get it back now. So because the man is very flicky, so maybe now one doesn't want it, but after all, one thinks, okay, I put in that place, very good. May I will get it more tomorrow again. Yeah, you start generating expectations. You might have dreams in the night also. dreaming, how I can get it back. So therefore now, in order to avoid all these problems, it's better to hand it over to someone else, physically.
他说这个像之前讲的一样，如果说你是自己放，然后你在放的过程中没有任何期待，我第二天得到这东西是可以的，像之前讲的一样。但是你实际上你很难说你这个期望到底有没有期望。比方说那张老师，你可能后来看上面，他你知道上面可能不会拿你东西，然后你可能想我愿意我第二天得到这个东西，然后甚至你在做梦时候想我第二天还是得到这个东西，那这样的话你可能就有期望。所以说为了避免这种期望的怀疑，最好是不要上面。
Except if you are completely sure that I'm not going to get it back. Sometimes samana is not there. You are in a hurry to go. And you just put inside the storeroom and so forth, and you know that for sure that I'm not going to get it back. 100% sure.
除非你比方说你是接着离开这个地方，然后你附近也没有上面，然后你100%确定我不会再掉这个东西。那这样的话，你说上面也不在，你直接把东西放可以。
And better to make determination that I'm not going to get back. Because now, samanera was not there. To make special determination that I'm not going to get back. No expectation.
So he's asking, he's asking that. So if this monastery is fenced already, and is it allowable for a bhikkhu to store food in his kuti for anupasampanna?
For a bhikkhu?
A bhikkhu store food for anupasampanna.
Yes, for anupasampanna is allowable. It is actually the bhikkhus which is the problem. If you want bhikkhus to consume it again, it's a problem, not for anupasampannas.
对，这儿没问题。对，他有其他问题吗？怎么 ？No other questions. You can continue.
So then, it's time.
It's not. Time is not finished. So
not finished. Okay.
那如果一个bhikkhu到了你的bhikkhu的房间，看，哎，你这么多吃的，你说哦，这些我不会。上面然后别的人储存的嘛，他能不能他说哟，我叫一个上班人过来，你过来给我收拾一下，他能不能做这个动作？
在事实是吧？在事实
对，肯定是事实呀。
So he said that I suppose Bhikkhu A, he stored a lot of food in his kuti for lay people. So one day a Bhikkhu B so visited his kuti and saw all this food inside, and he was attracted. So then he ordered samanera So, he already speak Kui, advised they speak Kui. So please get me a salary. I want to get some of your food offered to me. So in that case, is this kind of a behavior allowable or not?
From Piku B.
Yes. So Piku B, he wants to eat from the food from Piku B's kuti. From Piku B's stock, like that.
So he can actually fall in offense because actually this is stored for lay people now. Oh. This Piku, so this is in Akapya kuti. Oh. This is stored in Akapya kuti.
Oh, okay.
Okay, he may fall into offense according to this rule. Dukkha offense. I call what Kanga Vijayan tells.
It's Dukkha only.
Let me see. Andobhutanama. Yes, it's Dukkha, no?
Let me see.
Andobhutan, Mukhasanidhi, and Andobhutan, Dukkha. Akapya Kutian, Andobhutan.
Let me see.
Yeah. Before Akapya Kuti.
Yes, before.
Before the Akapya Kuti, it says. Akapya Kuti and Anduvuten. Anduvutan. Put it Anduvutan.
So Anduvutan means a state together.
Mukhasanidhi is called.
Okay. Mukhasanidhi.
Mukhasanidhi. It is Mukhasanidhi.
Okay.
On Mahapachari is called Anduvutan.
Okay.
Therefore, it is the names are different, but it's called the meaning is the same.
Okay.
It is Apati Dukkata.
Okay. So that is before he put this food into his mouth. You mean?
No, by receiving is Dukkata, every swallowing is Dukkata.
Swallowing also Dukkata.
Yeah,
receiving and swallowing both are Dukkata. Okay. 这样说这个地方跟那个《伊户都陀》第四十六页那个最后一个字安段，即使当天揭示的以其他两种实验和一分要一洗在一洗内素在非境处，则不可以成为口的储存之名，而在大发下里说成为内素，这里只是名字而已，有所作不同的有所作不同而罪只是恶作，就是说这种情况下，因为你接受了在非境处这个比库他接受了在非境处储存的食物。反恶作，然后如果然后你再吞咽这个食物，还是恶作，就是这继续反恶作。
那就是说，比库威知道比想收我，但是我那时候为了防止他，我觉得这些决议给雷波森的，你不要去想，
对，
就可以直接拒绝，
对对对，
应该是这个概念，
对对对。
哎，张姐，我想问一个问题啊，因为那个净土，比如说这个净土是专门为这三宝大士保管的，
对
啊，
对。
是不是指特定的某一个人，还是指所有的上明拉都可以？就打比方说，这个上明拉是韦斯南达，是吧？那么如果其他的上明拉去到这个净土去拿东西，这个时候是不是要犯不允许？是这个意思吧？
应该指定。你他是指僧团指定是他吗？还是说？
是僧团指定。那我意思就是问这个，对净土是不是要指定？还是说所有上面
他
都可以。
啊、So he's asking that, is it necessary to is it necessary for the sangha to assign a certain samana or several samanas to as the caretaker of the Kapyam Kuti, as the caretaker or caretakers of the Kapyam Kuti? I mean, is it true that except for the caretakers, that means those assigned summoners, is it also allowable for other summoners to take food from the Kapyam Kuti?
Yes, it's not a problem because now you say in Aoya, these summoners do not need to have samuti, means official approval from the sangha. It is Gunaratana. No? He has been appointed. Even it is not samuti. He put him there. He cares about the duties. He will assign the samanas, tell him do this and so on. And this is now temporary. No? Maybe after 2-3 months, another samana will change. No?
Yes.
So therefore, it depends on the discretion of Gunaratana. It is not very official.
Okay.
Other samanas also can go. Can go, for example, if a bhikkhu tells him he needs something, food. Special fruits in the storeroom, and he tells another samanera to go and fetch it. No problem.
Oh.
So then, because that is a free, no? They have the key. the key, the storeroom, they put it somehow. Anybody can go inside it.
Yes, yes. 他说那个这个其实像是像上半场一样可以取，或者说一个比葫芦太阳取，但是要上半场取，这都是可以的。他说那个这个上半场取的东西，它并不需要三番的木取。然后实际上来讲呢，就是在龙树林，它这个东西就是直接哪个上半场来管这个储藏室，它也并没有经过三番木取。就是说那只是呢，就你们那个界石给你们分为地铁石给你指定而已，然后这地铁石是可以换的，对吧？
但是他前面加了一句话，
说什么？
就是说，正好已经跟你说了，就全体已经通报过了。
啊，
这个上面呢是指定的。
啊，
你们其他上面呢，没有经过生存规定的人允许，不能进去拿。
不是，
你是这个意思？
不是，我说还有他这种意思，还有一种意思就是说。这个比库，比如说那个释迦圣者
啊，
他把放那个净土里的时候，他交给我释迦那个，他是舍给他的，不是说舍给其他人的，
啊，
是不是？他有这个概念。
舍给是给维苏印丹的，那维苏印丹为什么会把东西放进土里？现在舍给维苏印丹，他为什么要把东西放进土里呢？维苏印丹的
他因为保管这个净土嘛，所以他就放在这个净土里去。那在这个过程中，实际上这个东西是属于他那个维苏印丹的。
那这样的话，那就属于在不一行那个坦乐，如果是那不一先生拿的东西的话，你放这进去，大家可能不知道，他们也没属于维苏印丹的，对不对？也没标明他。那就是那这样不一行要进来判断，就是说你拿着东西没有这东西，是不是吉物想？应该是不犯巴斯蒂亚，那不是那个，比方说是吉物想，或者说是不是那个想是错误的，应该是不犯巴拉斯蒂亚。你看那个，你看这是那个不允许那样写的那个解释，就是那个想，如果是错误的话怎么办？你可以查一查，这个就是想错误的情况。
那我说这种情况，
什么情况？
他已经通报过了
啊。
除了我说那的班得上面人啦
啊，
有钥匙管这个钥匙，他挂在外面，他说只有他去取食物
啊，
通报过，其他人进去取食物之前要得到允许，
不可能通报这些东西的。
说过了，
okay.
上次说过了
啊。
什么时候说过？什么时候
那个所有上面那个 store room 不能随便进去拿东西。
那哪个 store room？
那个药的那个，说过两次了已经。
那个药的
说了两次了。
我上次进去拿花生是为了就是上面山上那个托钵堂，我拿了一些那个花生，后来那个摄影局长老那个侍者大哥说了，
是为什么呀？
一定要得到允许。
你拿那个花生，你得到谁的允许？
你是让做这个 duty 的？
对，我是做了这个。那你也要得到那个，就是说别人的允许才能拿。
哦，
他说过，
还说过一个架子上，西马的架子上东西不能拿，
是吧？
还有人去拿架子上东西。
哦，
就架子上东西一定要做过什么干嘛以后，比库四个比库什么搬到
那个去听，
两个都说过了。
但是你们是什么时候说？你们是什么时候跟你们说的？
去年的。第二批出家的时候，很乱的时候，
啊，
红衣大概一直在里面去拿东西，
知道吗？
跟你们说，是不是？
说过了，
架子上东西。
他是在那个吴波沙他日那天说的。
对。
哦，
但是说的时候我还不知道。
是那个翻译，马来西亚翻译给我们。
对，但是我的身上我不知道。然后
吴波沙他里面下来。吴波沙他那天说的。
吴波沙他是对米狗长老亲自对你们上门那样说吗？
我们上门，他全部到里面去听的。
我没听啊。
我也没听到这个呀，我如果是比如果我也没听到。
不在，班里你
放有可能，反正就是说那天是说了我们就知道了，不然我怎么会知道？
啊，
你就问一下这种情况，
啊、
上面拿没有得到允许进去拿，这就算不允许。
So he's asking that. So now in our minute, so the, so only certain salmoners are allowed to take food from that storm. Only the certain salmoners are allowed to take food from that storm. So in that case, if there's any other salmoner who took food from that storm, will that salmoner fall into Adinanan or not?
That salmoner will fall
into Adinanan or not?
Depends what intention he takes it, no?
Uh-huh.
Because I don't think it is so much restricted.
It is restricted.
Now, because now there are two samaneras, two samaneras, no? Who bring this food in the Dhanasala.
Uh-huh.
They have to deal with things because they want to make the account, no?
Uh-huh.
How many things come in, how many things go out.
Uh-huh.
So, but Sometimes I've seen there are monks and so forth, they have, they want to have some Marmite, for example. Marmite, okay? Marmite finishes here. Now these two monks, some others who make the duties, are not here. They already left. Another monk wants to have Marmite. He can tell another someone else to fetch a Marmite from there, no problem. So then it is not a big deal. It's not so strict. It is not for, prohibited like to do like that. It's not such prohibition.
他说这个
我知道这个是得到允许的，我的意思是这是没得到允许，这哪里得到允许，这得到谁的允许？比库叫上门人去，这没有得到，什么僧团公学，你你你你刚你你你你刚你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你
个地方，那你上半年和比库取都是一样，这个比库他，那你如果说上半年是不允许的，为什么这个比库是允许的？这个比库命令上，那你如果圣餐的话，那比库也不能一个人学为自己吃，对吧？
或者说，就是你只能放一个人吃的话，那不属于僧
啊？
只能
不是三一个人吃的话，应该不属于僧。
这个东西全部是。
可是我说是用。
Other items also, other items also, honey,
啊
，ghee. This actually, this monk who works in the Gelambasasam.
啊。
Sometimes he has to run and take if ghee finishes,、
uh-huh.
he has to go to the store and get ghee.
Ah, he says
sugar and sugar. Coffee and tea leaves.
这也不现实。他说别。
我知道。
那我得翻译出来。然后他说这样，他说那个比方说是那个做那个茶室流行那个上半年啊。他有的时候他那个因为他那个茶室里边有些那个其实要比方说酥油啊糖啊咖啡的东西啊他也是储在那个储藏室里边的，然后这个时候那个如果那个茶室做茶室的上面他发现这东西已经用完了，然后那俩上面又不在的话，他就直接去那个储藏室里边取这酥油这些东西，这样。
对，我就
有
点。
No problem.
Yes, I know. But this thing for sangha. The samurai take the foods only by himself.
Only for himself. You want to say
yes,
only for himself?
Only,
that is the question.
Yes. No, not for Sangha. Just take and eat by himself without permission. 我问的是这个问题，而不是给生帮这个搬东西这个是没问题。
我知道，但是他就那个地方，
他理解为就是说，你们的想法全部是给生前你不允许无所谓。
Can go for example, they can't. I've seen something.Even Samaneras, there are Siddha Lepa inside. Siddha Lepa, Benadryl, and other things. And other items, for example, honey, sugar. Samaneras can go and take. Okay, because the key is actually they put the key there,
yes,
safe place. Formerly the key was near the toilets.
Yes.
Anybody can go in inside, Samaneras. Now they remove the key because lay people go inside, to prevent lay people coming. But not Samaneras in Pikus, no problem.Formerly the key was in the toilet, you know, remember?
Yeah,
the toilet.
In front of her. Now it's in the office.
Yes, now they put in the office, not because of Samaneras, because lay people go and take.
Oh, okay.
To prevent lay people go and take.
But
anybody can now, Samaneras because can go and take the key, and they can take. Now, other because also, if they need something, they will tell the Samanera, go and take the key. I need ghee only, I need honey.I need sugar. They go and take. I need coffee. In the morning, of course, they can take marmite. Some monks, I've seen some monks, they like marmite.
Yes, yes,
if you finish here marmite, they will tell the samanera go and take marmite. For me, for the bhikkhu. Samaneras also, if samaneras they need marmite, they can go and take. No fixed rule. Yeah, no fixed rule. Because this is already offered for samaneras with bhikkhus, no problem.
Yes,
but lay people is a problem.Lay people sometimes they go and take. These workers means who are working here, these masons, These Masons, they know what the key is, and they themselves go and fetch the sugar and tea leaves.
Yes.
Because these Masons, actually, they prepare the tea for themselves.
Uh-huh.
Especially these Masons who go up on the mountain to walk, they want to supply themselves with sugar and tea.
Uh-huh.
And they are looking, sometimes they go to the Kilamasa hall, and they open the cupboards and take sugar and tea from there. Without asking. And then they go, if they don't find there, they go to the storeroom. They know where the key is. And they go themselves in the storeroom and take sugar and tea. Tea leaves. And then they go up on the mountain and they prepare tea for themselves to eat, to drink. Therefore now, some of these are young people and they don't take only sugar and tea, they take other items also. And many times, many items have been lost. Sometimes the whole box finished, disappeared. Now, Migoda Pandit told not to keep the key down, to keep up on the Sima, because the slave people are coming still. That was the problem. Now, with Sangha, ordained people, someone else speaks, no problem.
然后那个是这样说这个意思，他说以前呢是这个库房钥匙放在那个库房附近的那个厕所门口，然后现在放办公室，而是这个事情并不是因为上马尼拉不可为自己去那库房里拿东西，而是说呢，因为经常就是过拿东西给自己吃，尤其是那些工人，那工人比方说能需要茶喝的时候，他们有时候直接跑到茶室里，拿茶室里边那个茶叶和糖。然后跑到山上给自己做茶喝，有时候茶室他的茶汤不够的，跑到那个仓库里边自己拿钥匙，然后去给自己弄茶或者弄糖。然后他有的时候整个茶室边一整箱子东西可能都一下子没了。然后后来因为这个原因呢，就是说那个密国长老后来那个做了限制，就是这个钥匙以后不要放那个地方，放办公室里。
So otherwise now I think this some of these food items they lock.
Yes, it is locked. Yes, it is locked.
That is because they want to control now, because they are every day these two samaneras, they have to drink nestomol milk powder every day. They have to control the amount. Sometimes if everybody goes and takes, then in the morning no milk powder here.
Yes.
So therefore they want to control milk powder, especially some food items. So but other items like coffee and tea, they put outside, everybody to take. So therefore now, this is what actually the samaneras who are working, they have the keys. Without asking them, you can't take any milk powder from them. Because you know, this is locked. These keys never give to the public. They give it, they keep it themselves.
It's not only milk, but also biscuits, no? Biscuits also there.
Biscuits, any other items, other food, jams, like that, all these things, they locked, no?
Okay. 他说那个，但那库房里边还有柜子，然后这柜子实际上是锁，然后这柜子里边装的东西就是那个奶粉、果酱、饼干，还有其他的冲的那些东西。然后这东西是那个是他们是特意把这张锁的，是他们这个用量可以去控制，因为有的时候如果不加控制，大家随便拿的话，可能拿一早晨都没有奶粉就没有了。然后在正情况下，就是说比库要那个他们每天记着每天都把这个库房里边都多少奶粉送到食堂里边，然后他们的每天都有记录，然后你不能说。其他比库没有经过那两个上面那辆许可的话，你没有钥匙根本打不开，没人送里边那个奶粉，这样。
反正我可不可以这样理解？
嗯。
按照班爹的意思，就是说是就算是他们大长老已经说过了，上面人不能随便进这个房间去拿东西。但是有上面人还是拿得到外面的大门的钥匙进去拿了，不犯不逾矩节，只不过是行为不好而已。是不是这个概念？
不是我，而且我就是这个概念。他反正他从戒律讲的是不犯戒，但是我想问一下，就是你那个东西，它只应该是只限于拿食物吧？不能像普罗斯顿这种东西，那这种药，它也是不让你上班来单独为自己拿吗？
当时是，
我记得不太。
到里面去拿饼干、拿东西吃，而不是拿药。
是对红哦，我知道。
是不是红衣那时候我们是？
哦，我知道，开始那个饼干是放在柜子外面盒子里，
对对，
后来软的，后来挪到那个有锁的柜子里了。
那之前的时候，他就放在外面都是饼干。
对，然后这个应该，我觉得这个东西专门针对食物的。然后像是西凉草药，有这些东西，从来都没有任何限制。对，从来没有任何限制。然后你这个食物好像像张老师说的，也已经控制了。你除非你就偷到那两个上面那辆钥匙，我觉得你要不然你
那就是不允许。
对对对对，要那你就肯定是不允许，要不然你是拿不到的。不通过不允许手段，我觉得你是拿不到了。对 ，OK， 所以大家还想。 No other questions. The time is already there.
Over, no?
Yes,
it's over. Okay. Okay.
所以他说 What is Dukkata? So he said that so if there is something to be done, but you didn't, there is something should be done, but you didn't do it. In that case, will you fall into any Dukkata offense or not? This is his question.
There are offenses, rules, for example, one is if one does not act and neglects, then he falls into Dukkata. It's Akiriya. They call Akiriya Samutana.
But it's not only Dukkata, but even Pachitya. For example, Nisargiya Pachitya number one.
Can be also. Akiriya Samutana.
Okay.
There are such rules like that.
然后他这个地方是那个因作未作，就是那个十七层次里边说那个因作而未作。然后这个因作未作也不限于那个什么恶作，也包括八戒戒之类的。
对，就是无八无戒，但是也可以怎么说，就是统称的恶作。
不是那个是说有些因作而未作的东西，那个如果因作而有一些在律藏里边指定的因作而未作的东西，你如果没做的话，你可能会犯相应的罪，不一定是恶作，也可能是八戒戒别的东西，但不是
最少也是会犯恶作，对不对？
他长老没有这么说，我可以
打个比方说，穿袈裟，如果上厕所，袈裟不脱，是犯恶作，脱了袈裟以后，你穿袈裟的时候，袈裟脱在地上脱上地也算是恶作，这个时候有的时候在想，我穿袈裟的时候，有的时候袈裟到在的时候就会脏，地上就会，
然后你的问题到底是什么？你的问题是说
这两个是不是恶作？
这两个是不是恶作是吧？就是说那个这个袈裟出到地面是不是恶作？然后那个就穿袈裟上是不是恶作？
这上厕所我称为是恶作，袈裟拖上地是不是恶作？
就这一个哈，所以你说是上厕所袈裟拖地，还是任何情况下袈裟拖地？
就是那么情况下袈裟拖地是不是？
So his question is that so at any time, so if he's wearing chevara, he's wearing his chevara, and his chevara touches the ground, is that a dukkata or not? It is dukkata, no?
It's dukkata if he knows that he's touching, and he just ignores and tells, just don't care. That is a dukkata. But if he by accident has fallen, you don't know. It's called ajanandasa, don't knowing. So what then is no dukkata.
他说那个，他说如果是不知，就是说这个袈裟已经触到地面，但你不知道，这种情况不犯恶作。但是说如果是这东西你明明知道已经触到地面了，然后你就忽略不管它，这就是恶作。
那知道
触到
地面，然后立刻
理解
了，这样
啊。So he said that so if the shiver touches the ground, and he once he discovered that, he immediately lifted his shiver. In that case, he will not fall into any of it. Is that true? Okay.
Maya katabunya samina namoditabha. Samina katabunya mahandatabha. Sadhu sadhu namodami. Okasukaratene katasabha matya kamatmeva.
Kamatmeva. Sugyota, Nibodha, Nibodha, Nibodha.